and welcome to History with Heather. This week, we will be discussing the Cold War and diving in-depth into Russians, a historical rock song by Sting. Our special guest today is someone who grew up during the 80s, Judith Kaiser, or as I know her, Mom. But before we get started, as always, first, a word from our sponsor.
A double pleasure is waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mint Gum. A double great feeling, making you realize Double is the one for you.
If you're just tuning in, that was a word from our sponsor, Wrigley, where you can get just 5 sticks of gum for 25 cents. Today I'm here with my mom, Judith, who's an avid Sting fan. She's seen him perform in multiple countries, as well as several plays and musicals. Her Xbox gamer tag is even Sting fan. Welcome to the show, Mom.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. It's not like you had much of a choice. Well, let's get right into it. Today's historical rock song is Russians by Sting. Russians was released in 1985 on Sting's first solo album after he left the band The Police. Mom, do you remember when The Police broke up, and what can you tell me about your impressions of Sting's first solo album?
Yes, I remember the breakup vividly. I was actually at work with my boss, and we were closing down the store. We had a little transistor radio, and they just announced that The Police were breaking up, and we just could not believe it. As far as the solo album goes, I had it on a cassette tape. It was called Dream of the Blue Turtles, and it was obvious that Sting cared a lot about the political climate and the current events, which he clearly incorporated into his music.
I totally agree. Sting cared a lot about making his music relevant to society based on his personal experience. So going off of that, what was your personal experience growing up during the Cold War?
So it was pretty normal. I mean, you know, you went along day by day. You know, you just go to school. Sometimes you wouldn't really think about the war as much. It might be brought up in history classes. I probably learned first about it in middle school. But then when I got to high school, it was a little bit more prominent. And then, of course, I started getting into politics. And as I watched the news and saw what was going on in the world, that's when I started to realize, like, this could really have an effect on my life.
Yeah, I like what you said about politics, because that was very important throughout the Cold War, and Sting recognized that too. Let's take a listen to the first few lines of his song, Russians.
In Europe and America, there's a growing feeling of hysteria, conditioned to respond to all the threats in the rhetorical speeches of the Soviets. Mr. Khrushchev said we will bury you.
So it's pretty obvious that in the first line, Sting is referencing the Cold War and how people are stressed about it. Pretty justifiable, considering the war has been going on for over 36 years. He then leads into the politics and quotes Khrushchev, who is a Soviet politician, about how the Soviet Union was planning on burying the capitalist West. The Soviet Union was keen on sweeping the West with communism, and that alone is a pretty daunting thought to consider. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think it was scary to consider. I mean, I also love that melody that Sting uses for the song. Did you know that he borrowed that from a Russian composer?
Really? It's quite interesting.
Yeah. I also really like the way Sting added that ticking to the beginning of the song to present the possible impeding nuclear weapons that were prominent during the Cold War.
Yeah, I really, really liked the ticking too. I think this the history behind Sting using that Russian melody that you were mentioning, it's important to consider as Sting always makes his music as culturally relevant as possible.
Yes, totally.
So let's transition from the political aspect over to nuclear weapons. Sting has this line in Russians about how everyone shares the same biology regardless of ideology. Let's listen to that.
There is no monopoly of common sense on either side of the political fence. We share the same biology regardless of ideology.
So, Mom, did it scare you thinking about the fact that nuclear bombs could just go off at any moment? Was that something that you were hyper aware of?
Yes, definitely. I knew it was like this underlying thing. You know, nuclear power was very common, you know, the United States had nuclear power plants. And we also knew that the Soviet Union had nuclear bombs. If either one of us pressed that hypothetical button, then both countries would suffer millions of deaths.
Right, right. So, yeah, that's actually another part of what Sting was getting at during his song. Sting himself was even worried about the repercussions of the nuclear bombs throughout the Cold War. Let's take a listen to another part of his song now.
Such an ignorant thing to do if the Russians love their children too. How can I save my little boy from Oppenheimer's deadly toy?
Now, what I really love about that latter line is how Sting came up with it. I found out that during a 1994 interview that he said, when his son was 10 years old, he asked Sting if there was a bomb that could blow up the world, and Sting had to tell him yes. I mean, I can only imagine what was running through Sting's head when his son asked him that, because it's scary enough to know that nuclear war is possible, but to have to explain it to your young son is even more terrifying.
I know. I, as a mom, you know, it's like, I can't imagine either. But at the time, I was just a young adult who had just graduated from high school when that song came out. And then just 4 years later, the Cold War ended. It's in an absolutely amazing tune and so relevant for the time.
Speaking of time, we are almost out of it for today's episode. I want to thank my mom for coming and being a guest on today's podcast. I hope you had fun.
I did. Thank you.
Tune in next week where I'll be discussing Land of Confusion by Genesis. For now, this has been History with Heather. And until then, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.